This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Here now is Lisa Bell and Candace Campos with Florida Foodie. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Hello and welcome to Florida Foodie. I'm your host, Lisa Bell. Today we are looking at a business that is expanding in Central Florida. It started out as a ghost kitchen opening just before the pandemic. Now it is getting ready to open its second brick and mortar location. We are so happy to be joined today by Johnny and Jay Nardowitz and Colton O'Dwyer with Ghost Kitchen Orlando. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, it's a pleasure for you to be here. Johnny, for people who've never heard the term ghost kitchen, what is that?
Yeah, so a ghost kitchen, it's also known as a virtual kitchen, is essentially a pickup and delivery only restaurant. So there's no wait staff, no dining room, no bar. It's essentially just the kitchen making the food and then it going out to the customer. So you can come and pick your food up or we can deliver it directly through our website or Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Postmates.
And so what prompted you to get into the restaurant industry?
Yeah, so I grew up with a chef as my father, always loved, you know, eating, cooking. So I knew I wanted to do something, you know, career-wise in the food industry. And then I went to grad school at Rollins, which is actually where I met Colton.
And on day one, your first day
on
school.
Day one.
10 seconds.
Yeah, literally. We were the first two people in class and then ended up getting paired together to do all our projects, presentations and papers together. And I came to him with the idea for Ghost Kitchen and then, you know, 5 years later, here we are.
Yeah. And Colton, had you always wanted to get into the restaurant industry?
No, it was something that I pretty much fell into. I have a marketing background. Before I went to grad school, I was a freelance web designer and marketer. And after graduating, Johnny came to me with the idea, and I thought it was really interesting. I never heard of a ghost kitchen. And I figured, you know, I have the marketing skill, and they have the culinary skill, and I feel like if we team up, then we're going to be pretty much unstoppable, so.
And Jay, you have extensive history working in the restaurant industry. Tell us a little bit about that and what went through your mind when your son came to you with this idea.
It was a good idea. And we already had the commercial space. So that was my private test kitchen for my consulting business. And when Johnny and Colton brought the idea forward, we started flushing it out in October. A lot of mood boards and flip charts and things to think through.
October of 2019.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we completed and we opened on February 3rd, 2020.
And then 6 weeks later, approximately, the whole world changed.
Yeah, it was very strange timing because it was almost like we were, you know, building this business just for COVID because all the restaurants were shutting down. Like you said, we were, you know, planning the idea back in October of 2019. So yeah, 4 or 5 months later, COVID hit, all the restaurants shut down, and we, you know, were planning this delivery pickup only restaurant for 5 months. So, you know, that really propelled us forward and, you know, kind of gave us the advantage of all those restaurants switching to be a ghost kitchen in a sense.
Yeah, it took off. The catering business at that time, not so much, but the prepared meals and the lunches that you were doing were super popular.
Exactly. Yeah. We did mostly, you know, at home meals. We would deliver all throughout Central Florida. That got us really good at the delivery aspect of our food. Mm-hmm. And over the past couple of years, it's kind of switched to where our catering and lunch business has taken off, which is kind of what we have here in front of you, sandwiches and salads, which is why we decided to then expand into two brick and mortar stores called Bricks and Bowls.
So brick and mortar store called Bricks and Bowls.
Yeah.
Where did the name come from?
Yeah. So our sandwiches, as you can see, it's almost the size of a brick. So we call them bricks. You can order it by the half brick or the full brick. So that's where brick comes from. And then we have these chef-crafted bowls, which is where bowls comes from. And Bricks and Bowls just kind of has a good ring to it. So it's Bricks and Bowls by Ghost Kitchen Orlando.
And one of the things you guys really focus on is just kind of all natural, really healthy ingredients.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to go that route?
Because the way people are eating is changing. And there's a lot of really bad processed food out there. And so we wanted to be wholesome, nutritious. we don't want to come across as super healthy. We have a really good balance of, we have a lot of superfoods, and then we have a lot of indulgent foods and wholesome foods. So we feel we're on a good balance. Mm-hmm. We use as much all natural as possible. We use as much organic as we can. Everything you see here is hand cut. Our chicken is wonderful. We brine it for 24 to 48 hours, and then we hand slice it. No one's doing chicken like this in sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And when you taste, you'll see the difference.
And Colton, you're tasked with kind of marketing and spreading the word
That's right.
How hard is it to break through? I mean, Orlando is such a foodie scene these days, and there are so many new restaurants opening up all the time. How have you managed to kind of break through all the noise?
That's a good question. I always say that I have an easy job because as long as I can get people to try the food, they're hooked. They've made my job really, really easy. So we do a lot of like first-time ordering specials just to get people to try, mm-hmm. and I feel like once that happens, once we get people to try, then they're believers in what we're offering.
So people can still order from Ghost Kitchen Orlando and have their food delivered.
Correct.
You do catering, but you can also now go to the Mall at Millenia as your first location.
Yep.
And so where exactly are you at the Mall at Millenia, and what has that been like? Because that's completely different from operating a Ghost Kitchen.
It's, yeah, complete 180. So we are in the food court of the Millenia Mall, right in between Chick-fil-A and Fortuna Bakery. And that opened in June of 2022. So it is different. It's the same menu in a way. It's a little bit of a smaller menu than Ghost Kitchen Orlando. But it's definitely been a learning curve. Like we said, we had to go from, you know, pickup and delivery only to now having a full storefront with, you know, staff interacting with customers. It's completely different. So it's definitely been a learning curve. But we feel it's been, you know, a proof of concept over the past 2 years. And, you know, we've really kind of nailed it and are excited to open this new store in Winter Park.
Yeah, that is really exciting. On Park Avenue.
On Park Avenue.
So you are in prime location. Yeah. Tell us about what your plans are for that location.
Yeah, first of all, Winter Park is cool for us because where we're opening is like 100 feet from where we graduated. So it's
where
to
you
us.
Met.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for us, we always say it's like a homecoming for the brand.
Yeah.
But for Winter Park specifically, we're going to have a couple exclusive offerings, which is we're going to have all of what you see here, obviously, and we're going to have focaccia pizza, which is baked actually using our focaccia bread. And we're going to have beer and wine, as well as some seltzers and things like that. So the menu is expanded definitely a lot. And we're really excited about the focaccia pizza because it's one of the only like hot offerings we mm-hmm. have, and it's very, very good.
Yeah, and Park Avenue, you know, it's known for its outdoor seating and courtyard area. So I was literally driving by this space about a year and a half ago. I saw for lease sign, called them, and then here we are a year and a half later. And like you said, we went to Rollins, so it's literally right across the street, and we're going to have a Rollins student and staff discount.
I was just going to ask you about that. Yeah, will the menu items be named after anything at Rollins or anything like that? Yeah.
We're going to keep them the same. We're going to have some happy hour specials with some potential Rollins names incorporated in there. And then, yeah, we're going to have a Rollins student and staff discount as well.
Who develops all these recipes? Is that you, Jay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mastermind over there. Yeah.
So how does that come about? What is that process like for you?
It's rather easy. So it's, I mean, I've got years of experience. We know we need this type of salad, that type of salad, that type of salad. And then how do we spin it and put our own touch on it? Same thing with sandwiches. Everything's made in-house.
You were sharing with me earlier, your Ghost Kitchen is actually located by the Florida Mall. And right now mm-hmm. you occupy about 3,000 square feet.
Correct.
With 17, up to 17 employees working in there
yes.
one time. But at this point, you're kind of almost outgrowing that space.
We are.
So what are you looking for moving forward?
Moving forward, we're looking for a bigger space. Mm-hmm. We'd really like to stay in the same area that we're in because our business has done really well there.
Mm-hmm.
But also an area that's big enough that we can tinker around with some other concepts by Ghost Kitchen Orlando.
You have more ideas.
We have more ideas.
Yeah. So tell us what you did bring here today. You know, it looks like there's some salmon down there. That's mm-hmm. one of your bowls, okay?
So all of our philosophy with food at Ghost Kitchen Bricks and Bowls is because we started as a delivery, we don't serve anything hot on the bowls because by the time you get it, it's wilted and mush. So these are chilled prepared bowls. And people, once they try them, they get hooked on them. So this is our salmon niçoise. This is fresh North Atlantic salmon, Niçoise-style potatoes, red Peruvian quinoa, toasted pine nuts that we, all of this is made in-house, garlic rolled green beans, hand-cut feta, Katamawa, olives, cooked egg, and then served with a lemon Dijon dressing and red onion. This is our carne asada bowl. This is marinated citrus flank steak, smashed avocado, queso fresco, radish, corn and black bean pico, cilantro onion, garlic brown rice, tortilla strips, Southwest Chipotle ranch. Yep. You go because you're closer.
These are our signature focaccia sandwiches. So this focaccia bread we make in-house every single day. People absolutely love it. They fall in love with it. So this is kind of our signature item here. This is the ghost pepper chicken sandwich. It's our namesake sandwich.
People hear ghost pepper and they get a little frightened.
Yeah, it's not too spicy. There's some smoked ghost chili peppers in there, but it's balanced out with the sweet flavor in the sauce as well. Chicken, Swiss cheese, crispy onions, iceberg lettuce, and tomatoes as
Yum.
Well. Very delicious.
Yeah.
It's our GKO turkey sandwich. So turkey, cheddar cheese, our signature GKO sauce, if you want to describe that.
It's basically, we char a lot of red onions and tomato, cider vinegar, smoked paprika, and we make this wonderful sauce out of it. So it has actually a lot of favorite components of something you'd get in Baja.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Comes with the herb aioli as well. And then this is our Tuscan Italian sandwich as well. So it has Tuscan Italian deli meats. We slice everything in-house. Our cheese has a Sicilian spicy relish on it, so it has a little bit of a kick to it. Tomatoes, arugula, pickles, and red onion as well. That one's probably my favorite sandwich.
I was just going to ask you, what do you get?
Very,
this?
Very delicious. Yeah. I do, and I always get the cookies because those are
Because you have some
incredible.
Baked goods as
we
well. Okay, so and you brought some today.
We do, yeah. So that's our gooey butter cake. It's our spin on like a St. Louis classic dessert.
This right here.
That right there, yeah. So it has like a rich pastry crust and then a, it's like a gooey cream cheese filling. So it's really hard and crunchy on the outside, but when you open it up, it's gooey and creamy and delicious. Those are our Belgian chocolate salted caramel cookies. Those are absolutely addicting. Those are, I think, probably my favorite menu item. They're now, so good.
Is this something that your dad would make for you growing up, or how did this
come
about?
So my mom would do the baked goods.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are my mom's. My dad would do the cooking every night. So yeah, her.
She's the sweet. He's the savory.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That's a good way to think about it. Yeah.
A lot of chefs always have good pastry chefs.
Yeah.
I'm not a sweet guy.
Okay. So. And you make all of these in-house.
Everything.
Every
mm-hmm.
day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And are you actually in the kitchen?
Rarely.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll go back if we need help.
He was a lot in the early days. It was just us.
Yeah. In the early days, it started out, just the four of us. So yeah, I was in the kitchen, you know, a lot when we first opened. Now we have, like we said, up to 17 staff at Ghost Kitchen. I think 12 to 14 at Bricks and Bowls, and then we're gonna have a whole new crew at Winter Park. So I'm kind of trying to manage everything at once as well. So.
Colton, what is the one thing that has surprised you the most? Because you're the newest, perhaps, to the restaurant industry, and you started out with one concept, now you're going into brick-and-mortar locations.
Yeah, what surprised me most is that, you know, operating Ghost Kitchen Orlando for 2 years, you're kind of disconnected from the customer base. So when we opened in Millennium Mall, I was surprised to see how many people were familiar with the brand because, you know, we're tucked back in the kitchen all day. So now, you know, we're working at Winter Park and we'll have people sneak back into the courtyard and be like, oh, I can't wait for you guys to open. We're so excited. So it's cool to finally have like that connection with our customer that was kind of like nameless and faceless for 2 years for us. It was very interesting.
And when do you plan to open the Winter Park location?
We're about a month away now.
Okay.
So we're looking at either the very end of April or first week of May. And we'll announce that on all our social media. We're just waiting on some equipment to come in.
And how important is it designing the inside of a restaurant like that and creating that atmosphere, and how do you go about that? And
this is a non-traditional restaurant, so there is no seats inside at the Winter Park location. It's really in the courtyard. So you are queuing up and you're ordering at the counter and you're going down the line, you're seeing the bowls being made in front of you. So we don't really have to... We have a great design for what it is, but we're not a full service restaurant.
It is unique, yeah. You can order three ways at Bricks and Bowls. So you can actually order just how you order at Ghost Kitchen Orlando. We have online ordering, so you can get anything on the third-party delivery apps, also through our website. We're also going to have a self-order kiosk station outside in Bricks and Bowls in our courtyard, or you can go through the traditional line like we have at Millennia and order that way as well.
And when people order online, you are able to deliver to a pretty wide area.
Yeah, we are. And if you don't fall in the delivery radius of one location, that's kind of why we're expanding to the north part of Orlando and Winter Park. We're now going to reach those, Sanford, Lake Mary areas as well. So mm-hmm. Yeah, between our three locations, we hit all of Central Florida.
All right, so I have to try one of these.
You do.
I don't know where to begin, though. It all looks so good.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. What do you recommend?
This, if you like a little bit of spice, I would say try the ghost pepper chicken sandwich.
Okay.
That's my favorite chef-crafted bowl. It's the carne asada salad.
Okay.
And then you got to have some cookies as well.
Yes. But what were you going to say, Colton?
This is contentious for us because my favorite is the GKO turkey. I think it's by and far our best sandwich.
Best.
It doesn't have any spice on it, so if you're more about that, that's definitely a thing. But our carne asada, as far as chef-crafted bowls, that's our best one as well.
That's our number one seller.
Okay.
People want spice.
The
Tuscan, when people try the Tuscan, they're completely hooked. So I'm from Providence, which is close to Boston.
Uh-huh.
And that whole area up there is very Italian food driven. They'll put that Tuscan up against anything from
this one
where
right
I'm
here.
From.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm gonna take it because we've got a whole crew back and they are eyeing this and their mouth is watering.
Yeah.
So you make this focaccia bread in-house.
We do.
And this is what's gonna be the base of your pizza at the new location.
The dough.
Yep.
Yeah.
The dough.
And are you gonna have multiple pizza offerings or?
We are, we're gonna have four pizza offerings.
Okay.
And another thing that sets Bricks and Bowls apart is we have these monthly specials. So each month for each menu category, we come out with a new item, which really keeps people hooked and—
All right, let's see if we can get a close up on this.
Yeah.
This is the ghost pepper.
That's a ghost pepper, yeah.
Okay.
So it has the thinly sliced grilled chicken breast, Swiss cheese, crispy onions, our signature ghost pepper bang sauce.
I think the crispy onions always make such a big
crunch.
Difference.
It does, definitely. You need a little bit of crunch in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we do a lot of flavor and texture layering. So you should be getting about three or four different crunches out of that sandwich.
So I'm feeling the heat. Mm. Some cucumber. Seems like with a little bit of dill.
Day pickles. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So good. And you make your own pickles, I imagine.
Correct.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How hard was it navigating all the things after the pandemic with supply chain issues,
It was brutal. And pricing. Our cost of goods skyrocketed. And some of it's starting to come down.
Mm-hmm.
There is now a chocolate crisis. That's going up 10,000, was it a ton?
Yeah.
So.
It is, there's always something.
That was a big story right before Easter.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Easter Bunny, chocolate Easter Bunny price is going high. That is very good. I gotta try this one next.
You do.
I'm gonna be
the Tuscan Italian.
Okay, this is your favorite.
Yep.
But he's,
Yeah, he's hooked on the turkey.
I swear by it.
This is a thick sandwich.
It is.
They are thick.
But our concept works really well where, my wife and I could come to Bricks and Bowls and she'll definitely have a bowl mm-hmm. and I'm definitely going that way.
You're definitely
right? So it's a good
sandwich.
Balance.
I mean, it's hard to pick a bowl when you see a sandwich like this, right? Like, look at that. So you've got multiple layers of meat in there.
Yep.
The you got your cheese. And the sauce is where it all is.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Okay, this is gonna be messy.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to try it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is nice. You can show up to Bricks and Bowls and get something new every day. With our Build Your Own Bowl, I think we figured out there was, a million or?
It's almost a billion options.
Yeah, a billion different options you could get if you mix all the different combinations.
At the brick and mortar, are these warm? I know you don't do that with the Ghost Kitchen Orlando.
They are not.
No, but at Bricks and Bowls, we do run, so at Ghost Kitchen, we run weekly specials.
Mm-hmm.
At Bricks and Bowls, we run a monthly special, and it's usually themed. So this April is, because April showers, it's Paris themed. So there is a themed soup, there's a themed focaccia, there's a themed dessert, there's a themed bowl. Some of the things at Bricks and Bowls in these specials can be served hot at the mall because people sit in the food court and eat it right then and there. Same thing with the specials when we do Winter Park.
I can't pick a favorite between those two.
You'll be able to if you try the turkey.
That's your favorite? I'm going to be stuffed after this, but I will try it.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean, remind me again what is on here, because I see a darker sauce.
Yeah, that's that charred onion GKO sauce that he talked about.
Your special sauce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You bottle that up and sell that? And have you thought about
not
that?
Yet.
We do not.
That's one of your ideas.
So a lot of these sauces that we use are aiolis. You won't find them anywhere else.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's turkey, cheddar cheese, and then arugula, tomato, or day pickles, and red onion.
Here it goes.
And we sneak, even though the bowls are healthy, we sneak some superfoods into our focaccia, like the arugula, the red onion. Mm. So we're sneaking stuff in that's good for you, we're just not telling you that.
Colton, I think I'm with you.
Really?
It's that
I'm
sauce.
Glad to hear. It is that sauce.
That sauce is so good.
It is a
It's very interesting. Yeah. It's kind of like a sweet, savory
sauce.
It's
almost like a barbecue type sauce
or
something.
Yeah, the smoke. Yeah.
Wow, these are all delicious. I'm going to end on one of these infamous cookies.
Have to.
Your mother's recipe.
You have to, yeah.
She's a big part of this as well.
100%, yeah. And we wouldn't be here without her. Like I said, the first few years especially, it was us four working, you know, every day nonstop just to get our brand and name out there, so definitely.
Not everyone could work with their family the way you guys do day in and day out, or even their college roommate. What's that been like for you?
It's incredible. It's like I'm not even going to work almost. Like growing up in the kitchen, watching him cook every day, it's just like that, but I'm older now, so it's definitely awesome.
It's fun.
Wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah, people always say don't work with your friends, but I always contest that advice. Like I've had nothing but fulfillment and good fortune with these guys, and I'm so happy to work with them. And honestly, like the Nardowitz family is like a second family to me, so work with your friends.
And you all grew up in Central Florida. Not only did you go to Rollins, but you grew up here.
Yeah, right over in Dr. Phillips, so. Super local.
Yeah, I went to UCF in 2012. So I grew up in Daytona Beach, but I moved here in 2012. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in, I was in East Orlando.
Yeah. Okay. And Jay, you eventually made your way here from the Northeast.
I left Providence at 16 to do my internship at Disney. And I've always ended up back in Orlando.
Mm. The chewiness of this, the chewiness factor, thanks to the caramel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So good.
It's delicious.
So where can people find you online?
GhostKitchenOrlando.com for the main concept, and then BricksandBowls.com for Bricks and Bowls concept, and at Bricks and Bowls on everything, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
Or just show up in person at the Mall at Millenia or Park Avenue.
I mean, if you want to try the food before we open in Winter Park, you know, in about a month, Millennium Mall Food Court right next to Chick-fil-A.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much. I'm stuffed, but I'm going to continue to eat all of this.
Good. Thank you for having
us.
Really nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guests, Jay and Johnny Nardowitz and Colton O'Dwyer. You can find their business online at GhostKitchenOrlando.com and BricksandBowls.com. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. On Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. And on Instagram, search Candace Campos WKMG. Also, a big thank you to our entire production team. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.